In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. A federal class action lawsuit filed Tuesday claims Boulder Valley School District is failing to educate children with special needs during the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The suit says the district isn't complying with federal law ensuring students with disabilities get their needs met. Attorney Igor Rakin filed the lawsuit on behalf of two students with severe disabilities.
Online will not work for them. Remote will not work for them. They have to be in the classroom.
The suit asks that children with disabilities have access to in-person learning 5 days a week. Right now, the district allows students with intensive needs to come into schools 2 days a week. The district says it's working hard during a crisis to serve students with special needs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
For the first time ever, NASA has collected a piece of an asteroid in space, thanks to a spacecraft built in Littleton. Lockheed Martin served as mission control Tuesday for OSIRIS-REx, as it landed for about 15 seconds on the asteroid 200 million miles away.
We're going in. We're going in. Touchdown declared.
All right.
Sampling is in progress.
OSIRIS-REx has orbited around the asteroid for 2 years, mapping out just the right spot to land. Researchers hope that fragments will help answer questions about how life started on Earth. The samples are expected to arrive back on Earth in about 3 years. It's 71 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.